Okay. So I just got done speaking with Father. He was all excited and such. And here's what he had to say. He said, "A very happy new year to the team and their loved ones who have joined us. Firstly, I would like to thank all of you for accepting my invitation this evening. I know that many of your hearts have concerns and questions about what the future will bear for this team and your loved ones. I will start by putting your hearts and mind at ease by extending to you my peace. For the past 5 years, many have come and gone from this team. The core, which is all of you, is now in the process of being solidified. There are many good changes that are coming within this year that will affect all of you. Your attention to details will be essential. What is it that I mean by that statement? Your training and all of your experiences will come to bear on many situations that take place this year, such as protection from demons, counseling those in need, and teaching meditation and giving healings. You can see all of the changes taking place around this world. This is all Satan's attempt to fill hearts with fear and cause unrest unlike never before. Terrorism is an effective tool. You will not fall prey to these fears. Your team watchword this year was born out of the heart of Triland and inspired by me. It states the following: be strong and let us fight bravely for our people and the cities of our God. The Lord will do what is good in his sight. Allow me to break this down for you. Be strong. I have given all of you much strength and much wisdom. All of you are experienced with how Satan and his forces work. Aerostar and Luminance, you two will share in this within time. None of you are weak. And let us fight bravely for our people and the cities of our God. Who are our peoples? They are your fellow brothers and sisters. The cities are the congregations you all serve in. Protect the Bride of Christ. In time, you will protect all peoples and all cities around the world. The Lord will do what is good in his sight. I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious. This world does not understand that. Free will causes much pain in this world, but I will also tell you that free will comes with much blessing when the hearts are willing to serve me and help those around them. Do you all understand? Now, for the spouses, what is it that you will be doing? For now, your loving guardian needs your support, understanding, and comfort when needed. But guardians, you must also give back to your loved ones as well. I have filled your hearts with much too. This task is too great for just the guardians to bear. That is why I gave them you. Many of you do not think you are worthy for such a task. If you were not, then I would not have chosen your spouses or you. I am pretty sure that I do know what I am doing. Over the next few months, I will define the guardians' roles more. And when the time is right, I will have my son extend another invitation to have all of you join us once again. Please know how much I love all of you." Does anybody have any questions at this point? Okay. When Father made the point that he gave you spouses to the guardians and he filled you with much too, he's telling you that because I know how overwhelming all this can be. And I know that there's days when the guardians come home and they're not being guardians, they're being really human. Or after they've tried to help somebody else, they're worn out and they're tired, and maybe they take it out on you. It's not acceptable for that to happen. I can share with you that recently when John and I moved, we've been tearing each other's heads off because of the stress and everything that's going on. We hurt the ones that are the closest to us, and it's not right. So I'm throwing it out there that we all need to take a big, deep breath before we even come into our own homes, because our loved ones are not our dumping ground. That's not why Father gave them to us. Someday he'll give me one. He'll give everybody else one, too, that doesn't have one. But we have each other, and we're there to lean on each other. And I would encourage you, spouses to remind your guardians that you're not their whipping post, but I would also ask you to help them bear this load because it's not easy being who we are and what we have to contend with. I spoke with Brilliance before the meeting, and I said I commended Father that recently, over the past month or so, as far as the stress level being above 450 million points, the only thing I didn't have to deal with was Satan and all of his, because I told him if I have to deal with him, I'm probably going to kill him, and that's going to queer everything. So it's good that you've told him to back off and leave the team alone. So we're starting a brand new year. We're getting back into our routines and the thick of it. So I just want to go over a few things real quick here, and then we will get into how everybody's lives are going. I want to remind everybody how important it is to do the dailies. Okay? You can't skip on that. Also, are we all meditating? I'll be honest, for the past 3 weeks, I have not done a serious meditation. I have not spent a lot of time with my healing master, Amanda. I would encourage everybody, as hectic as our lives are and as much as things are changing, it is important that you and I have protected our spaces so that we have clear thinking when something comes up. Father has extended to us a little extra grace over the past few weeks because of everything that's taking place. He's never going to remove his hand from us, but in the message he was telling us, we need to be aware of the details. That's what he's talking about. We need to do our part, and then he'll do our part. I also want to point out, are your protection and healing teams complete? I decided that we can make our protection team six angels, okay? It seems to be a little too hard to remember the seven, and things keep changing, so you can have one lead angel and then five others on your team, and some of you have been switching things out, changing names. We've had to destroy still and filter through some of the headaches that we've got with Satan still infiltrating and queering things, but I would ask all of you to please, if you can, within the next week, send me what your team is again, because I just want to update the sheet and make everything current, and then I know that you guys are protected and safe, because I know some of you don't even have complete healing teams yet. Some of you are missing counseling angels. Some of you are missing other parts of this. Please take the time. Get your team completed. If you're missing a component, then you need to ask Father to step in and help you with that, okay? I would also encourage everybody to start spending time with the archangels. I know that Atmos spends a lot of time with the healing archangel. I admire him for doing that and going out of his way when he goes to do special healings on certain people. He already knows up front what he's going to get into. I didn't teach him that. I am glad the Holy Spirit inspired him to do that, and I would encourage everyone else to do the same thing. Okay? Does anybody have any questions at this point?
Could you just so that we're on the same page, and especially for some of the newer teammates, could you just remind everyone what a full team looks like, since you want everyone to email you the names?
All right. Hold on a moment whilst I pull up the spreadsheet so I don't miss anything.
Okay.
All right. You should have a healing master, and some of you have psychic surgeons, but at some point, the healing master is going to go away, and then you're going to be getting a healing surgeon who takes care of both of those jobs. The healing master is the one who brings the information to us about the person. The psychic surgeon is the one who removes anything that's kind of stuck that the healing master can't get rid of, but when we join those responsibilities together into one spirit, it's not an issue. You need to have a lead angel. This is the one person that you give your orders to, and then they carry them out towards the other seven angels that you have. There is always four angels that are protecting you, and then there's three angels on the outside of you protecting those angels that are protecting you. You need to have a counseling angel. The counseling angel will show up when Father takes your spirit away from you, because you no longer need to have your own spirit inspiring you in any way. You will have the counseling angel. Now, what's the counseling angel for? The counseling angel is supposed to help us read the tablet that Father puts in our heart that describes to us what our roles are in the future. It looks like hieroglyphs. It does not look like words. You're going to stare at it going, I have no idea what this means. But your heart will actually kind of burn at some point as you go through it. And your counseling angel will help share with you what that information is. We just have to make the time. I would meet them in the center of your mind. And then in some cases, I go into my library. They get the book from my heart. I sit at my desk, and we go through it at that point. You've also been assigned a healing angel. The healing angel is given to you to help heal you outside of your healing team, or if someone in your circle is sick, or you know of somebody who's afflicted or in some kind of ailment, you can command your healing angel to go heal that person, send them comfort. If they feel that there's a different angel that's needed for that situation, then they'll dispatch the correct angel, whether it's a comforting angel, a peace angel, a healing angel, angel of love, whatever, they will take care of the logistics of that. That is a complete team. Any questions?
I have a question concerning the counseling angel.
Mm-hmm.
Do they sort of take the role of our spirit as well? And what I mean by that is that our spirit, when we had a spirit, was our guide and helped us, and it was kind of our gut feeling. So is that, I mean, the counseling angel is much more than that, but is it also that?
Yes, they are still that little quiet voice that comes now and then.
Yep.
Yes, good point. Yep. Anybody else? Okay. So, Brilliant, you're up.
All right. Well, I'm excited that we got a full team on our first conference call of the year. And thinking and praying and meditating on our assignment, I just kept hearing even the watchword that was given in the opening service of this year, and victory in Christ, what our theme is for this year. And so mixed between the two messages, I'm really encouraged and really excited. Even just joining the call, I could feel everyone's energy and the momentum that's going into 2016 is just unbelievable and super exciting. So if I sound really crazy, it's just because this energy that I'm feeling from everyone, it's really cool. Really looking forward to 2016. For us, the great things going on in our lives, we just came off of, obviously, the holiday seasons and Advent, and my family and I were blessed to have my entire family in town. So both my sisters, who don't live in the same state, came in with their families and just had a fantastic, fantastic experience. And there's nothing like, you know, starting this new year coming off of that foundation and re-solidifying the relationships within my family for me to propel forward. I started a new job, as many of you know, back in September. It seemed pretty overwhelming initially, but going into this new year, over the last 2 weeks, just some things came into place for me that weren't in place before. So I'm really excited about a first full year in this new job. My husband's business is going well, and the kids are happy, you know, faithful, happy, healthy, and strong. And for me, when we talked last year about some of the things that we asked each other to pray for, I want to thank you all for your prayers, because not only for teammates, knowing that a lot of things that people were dealing with have resolved, but also for my charges at the time that were really struggling. For the majority of them, their situations have come full circle, and they're shinier and stronger and happier, and I know that all of your prayers help that, because you can see the grace that Father provided for each situation. So I just want to thank you all and tell you how excited I am, and I wish you all a sweet 16.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Trisus, let me kind of go over who's going to go in what order here. After Trisus, it's going to be Atmos, then Blazar, then Aerostar, then Lightstar, then Nucleos, then Tranquility, then Quasar, then Luminance. And then I'll finish it up. So, Trisus.
All righty. So, there's a dichotomy
fighting within me. On the one hand, we have obviously moved, and there's some adjustments. But I'm gonna share with you, and I don't want this to come off as a negative. I'm gonna share, but this is a good thing. I have never been so weak in my life. Not being able to do anything is a test. On the other hand, spiritually, mentally, there's an excitement, which is very strange because these last few years, it's not been apparent. The opening service was just amazing. You know, how you rate your services 1 through 10, I'm sure we all do it. And we have our favorite ministers. And, you know, I always walk by the sacristy and go, I'm going to put my offering in now. So I'm hoping I'm going to get a good service. You know, and I tease the brothers that are sitting there and they all laugh. But physically, I have never been so useless. And that's what it is, right? That's what is going to happen. We've all known that. It's going to get worse before it gets better, but I can't say I'm sad about that. It's frustrating, believe me. Jim has to do everything, so I'm sure he wants me to get stronger. But my family stepped up, and I'm looking forward to the year as a spiritual being stronger. There's a different understanding that has come over me, and I'm hoping that you will experience that as well. Where there's a better understanding of what our role is. The whole healing thing versus a guardian thing, I know that for a while there, we were like, well, we're healers, but we're not the spirit. It's the spirit, not the body. And if you're a healer, how come you can't do this? Guardians, there's not going to be any misunderstanding of what we do. And Father is gracious in allowing us to be called that. I know it's just a name and it's a human thing, but when you think of a guardian, you think of somebody that's a protector. And everybody in this group has a nature that is like that, that will fiercely defend their loved ones and their friends. And that's what I want everybody to take away from today's meeting, is that our goal has not changed. Our roles have not changed. But even with just a simple name change, maybe we have a better understanding of what we really are going to do. And I'm looking forward to this year. It's going to be a great year. I can honestly feel that. Thanks.
Thank you.
Atmos? Danielle?
Well, for the things, I guess, that have happened here over the course of the last few months, for me personally, at work, we had an individual who had had an episode. He had, I don't know if he had a heart attack or what the case was, but he was basically sitting dead in his chair, and people were going crazy. I mean, ballistic. They didn't know what to do. And I was getting my coffee, and I hear all this going on, and I walk around the corner, and he slumped back in his chair. And, the first thing I can think of is just send help. And then I heard somebody screaming, we need to get him out of the chair and onto the ground. So I raced over there, and another guy and I helped get him down onto the ground. As we set him down, I kind of set his head down gently and just said a little quick prayer. Because, the adrenaline was pumping and it was crazy. I just kind of blanked. And so we just found out today that he was actually in the break room. He was back to work today. I had a heart attack, and his heart did stop while he was there, but through prayers and whatever help we were able to send him, he was able to make it back to work just under a month later. So that was really cool. I felt miserable for quite a few days there after it happened in early December, because I just didn't know what was going on, and then we finally found out. So it was great news to hear that. And then as far as the other positive news, I guess I'll let Danielle spill the beans on that one.
we are having a baby.
Yay! Congratulations!
Thank you. So we are 12 weeks and 5 days today. So we got to see the baby today and hear the heartbeat and all that beautiful stuff. So it's just the most amazing miracle an experience, and I feel so honored and blessed to be able to have a child growing inside me that our Lord has given us. So that's a wonderful thing that we get to experience this year. And on top of that, for me, I mean, work is going very well. We're in the middle of construction right now because we're remodeling. So things are kind of crazy, but they're not. And it's going wonderful, and everything is perfect.
So when's your due date?
July 17th.
July 17th? Okay.
Of all days, I mean, I texted Q after we had told the family, and he's like, "Do you know what that date is?" And I'm like, "Well, no, not exactly." He said, "That's Jesus' birthday." I was like, "Oh, I thought it was the 14th." He's like, "No, it's the 17th." I was like, "Oh, okay."
No, it's the 18th.
Is it?
Really? That's okay. Hey, I'm a day. I'm close. I don't care. I'm in the same place.
July 18th. That's his birthday.
Okay. But we got to see the little booger today, so that was pretty cool. He was head down and waving his arms and legs. Well, we don't know if it was a he, but it really...
He's got a handle.
We really get that feeling, yeah.
Yeah.
So. But there's only one in there, so. So that's the news for 2016 in the Wilderman household.
Well, this explains why your stomach's getting bigger too. So.
Well, no, I put my baby weight on too.
Blazar and Sandy,
good.
Aurora. You guys can go.
I'm waiting on Jerry.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yep.
You hear me now?
Yep.
Yes, I can.
a lot of things to be
See, sir.
Thankful that we're all healthy. Kids are doing okay in school, though. I found out that they have a bad report card, so they're not going to be very thankful, but it'll be all right. But they're good. They're doing good. We had a fun Christmas, fun New Year's, and waiting on for Sandy to see if she's going to get hired on in Montana, so that'd be a thankful thing. A lot of things to do for work, and that's about it for me. Sandy, you got anything to say? Sandy?
Oh, sorry. I was on mute. Sorry. I think for me the biggest sort of happy thing this year is, you know, we had kind of a difficult year this past year as well, and went many months without being in church and being able to go back to church and find my peace and my joy again was wonderful. And I had a conversation with my cousin about it just recently, and he said something that really touched my heart and has made me think, is he said, you know, I think Father cares more about changing our heart than changing our circumstance. And I think that's probably been the most exciting thing, is that I feel my heart changing. And as Jerry said, the kids are doing good, and we have our very own baby Jesus in our house these days. Bianca, for the last 3 years, on her Christmas list, all she's ever wanted is her very own baby Jesus. So and you'd think that would be really easy to find, especially at Christmas, but it wasn't. So improvised, and now she has her very own baby Jesus. So when she leaves for school, I'm on babysitting duty of baby Jesus. And baby Jesus, she tells me I have to make sure I feed him every 2 hours and burp him and hold him and don't let him just sit in his hay basket all day long because that's not good for him. And then she reminds me when she comes home from school, she says, Mommy, did you feed him? Yes. Did you burp him? Yes. Did you hold him? Yes. You're not lying because you can't lie about baby Jesus. And I went, oh, my God. So.
Cool.
It was
so cute.
That's our
That's so adorable.
Yep. He is pretty cute, I have to say.
I am so biting my tongue over here.
Keep baby Jesus off the iPad.
Well, it was actually kind of funny when I was talking to my cousin on the phone, and he was walking into the convenience store as we were talking and going up to the counter. And right as he went up to the counter, I was telling him about, you know, all this stuff that she makes me do for baby Jesus. And he says, oh, so baby Jesus is still a thing there, huh? And without missing a beat, the lady behind the counter said, and he always will be. So.
Thank you. Aerostar, you're up.
Okay. So when we all talked last, nothing was really going on, like, very badly in my life, so to say. And nothing really has changed since then. My status quo has been pretty consistent, so I'd say that's a plus. I finished up my semester, and right now I've just been, I chilled out at work, and I worked part-time for a couple weeks. Enjoyed having somewhat of a break from that. And then I just now been, for the next 3 weeks, I got to work full-time. And it'll be nice to actually get a full paycheck. So that's good. Nothing really else besides that. I mean, I'm not having a baby.
Hope not.
What?
I mean,
you're
guys.
Are we going to make that part of the ritualistic hazing when you join the team and then have to have a baby?
Oh, please, no. Oh, no. Not at 20. No, thank you. I mean, you guys pretty much know my situation, and I've just been helping you guys out, and I'm just glad that I can help you guys out and move and stuff. So.
We do, too.
That's about it.
Yeah, hey, Brandon's been my slave. He's literally been my exoskeleton, my legs and arms.
Poor guy.
Hey, Brandon, on this team, no news is great news.
That is true. Oh, my gosh.
Thank you. Lightstar?
Okay, so last time we talked, I had brought up that I was closing my company and that I was having some health issues. And since then, we still don't know what's going on, but all my test results are coming back clean and it doesn't show anything. So that's good. And in the midst of closing the company, I had a contract that I had to break, and it was going to be $3,000. And on Christmas Eve, I had somebody get a hold of me that is going to take over the contract for $1,500. So that was a huge blessing, especially right on Christmas Eve. She texted me several times, and then she finally called me, and she said, just take a deep breath, and you don't have to worry about it anymore. And it was actually the girl that helped us start our company through a company called Cornerstone, and they helped us establish the business. And she was trying to find somebody to take it over, and the whole time she kept thinking, I really think I want this. So she talked with her husband, and then that's when she told me that she wanted to have the account. So that was a really big blessing, and it's helped relieve a lot of stress. So that's what I have. Greg.
Glimmer Boy, not Glitter Boy.
Glimmer Boy, yes.
As far as myself, work has been kind of all over the place lately. Last year at this time, we got a new CEO for the company, kind of abruptly. And things have been drastically changing for the good, but he's had to fix a lot of screw-ups from the old CEO, so it's been kind of all over the place. Everything's still good. I still have my job. Everything's going great. As far as family-wise, the kids have all started basketball season. So Sarah's practicing 5 nights a week, and I'm coaching 2 nights a week for Jacob's team. And Logan is playing in the practice before I get in there. And then Saturdays are boys' games. Some start at 8 in the morning. And then Sarah's games are a couple of nights, Mondays and Wednesdays, I think, at 5 o'clock. Or I don't know, some crazy. So every night of the week is busy. But it's a good thing. It's a fun part of the kids' lifetime, and we enjoy being those parents on the sidelines screaming at the referees. So, anything else?
Just make sure you take a breath before you start screaming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one. So most of you, I believe, know that I was made a priest last year in May. The end of this month, the 31st, I'm holding my first adoption.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Yeah. The couple has been coming since November, and they approached me at the end of December, right around Christmas time, and were inquiring about the faith and asking some fairly detailed questions, things that I had to look up and research because it's been a long time since I've been thought about those questions. And they approached us 2 weeks ago and said that they would like to become members, so to start the process. So pray for me on that day. That's the 31st of January. So I think that's about everything.
I heard if you do another one this year, you get a bigger bonus at Christmas time.
All right.
Jesus says the funds are kind of tight still.
Yeah.
Need to win that Powerball.
Yeah.
Hey, he's got 11 and a half months to come up with the dough. That Powerball, there you go. Heavenly Powerball.
He said Father's not big on gambling, so I guess he can't do that. Nucleos and Fusion, you're up.
If he knows the outcome, it's not gambling.
Yeah. Well, things have been going pretty well here in North Carolina. I just recently was adopted into the New Apostolic Church, and we have a date set for my sealing that will be February 7th.
Sweet. Congratulations.
Thank you. Pretty excited about that. As far as normal life goes, things are going pretty well there too. I've been working for a French horn builder here in Greensboro, and we had a pretty long Christmas break from school, so I was able to get some good hours in there and been learning quite a bit every day. There's not been a dull moment yet. And, that's pretty much it.
Okay. Lauren?
I don't really have anything to share. Sorry, guys.
That's okay. All right. Tranquility and Tom.
Hi. Tom doesn't have much of a voice, so I'll probably be speaking for both of us, but this has been an amazing year for us. But the most recent event is that we were grandparents again, and it's a girl, which is the first girl in generations, so we're really excited about that. Yeah.
What's her name?
Thank you, and the really nice thing about that was, oh, her name is Emma Elizabeth Horn.
Oh, beautiful.
And the really nice thing about this is why I'm making this my highlight, because we've had many highlights, is that Jen was going to be induced because her blood pressure was creeping up, and they were a little bit concerned about it. So they brought her to the hospital. They induced her. And while she was at the hospital, after she was admitted into the hospital became very busy, and Matthew was texting me back and forth, and he said, Mom, it's a real blessing that we were able to get in today because they are so busy that they're sending people to other hospitals to deliver. And he said, if she wouldn't have been in at that time, she probably wouldn't have been induced. So they did the induction, and things were going smoothly, and she thought that her water had broken, but actually her placenta had abrupted from the uterus, and she was actually hemorrhaging quite a lot. She lost a half a liter of blood, and so they did an emergency C-section. And so the nice thing about all of this is that if she wouldn't have been induced that day, and if she wouldn't have been in the hospital at that time, we could have lost both her and Emma because she was hemorrhaging so badly. So even, you know, the miracle of birth, and you think how wonderfully our Heavenly Father arranged everything just at the right time, that it wasn't busy when she was admitted and that she was in the hospital when she started hemorrhaging, and that both Emma and Jen are doing very well. So that's one of the highlights of our year. I guess another one is that Andrew will be getting married in September, and Tom has graduated from university, and Tom continues to do well. So it's just been a great year all around. We're so thankful to our Heavenly Father and to all of you for your love and your prayers and your continued support and your understanding. Thank you so much.
Congratulations.
Yes.
Thank you.
Q and Cindy?
I like the term Sweet 16. That's awesome. I've heard it a couple of times and hope and pray that this truly is, and it sure looks like it will be. I recently have finally quit at the gym.
Yeah.
I did enjoy working there. And I know that I was able to help a lot of people in a lot of different ways, but it sucked me in every time I went there, and it drained me, and I really couldn't do anything to work on my own business. So I finally quit this week, and I'm now done. I have two people that I'm training on Wednesday mornings, and that's all I'm going to do. I've been working at getting my business rolling, and it's really exciting, and I know that it will be blessed. I know that Father will bless us in this, and it's looking forward to a great future with that. Our house is still for sale. Not a lot of movement there, but we're hopeful there. We recently decided to switch congregations to Holland right away, the first of the year, because we kind of felt like we were stuck in the mud. And we thought, we're going to make a change. It's a new year. Let's make a change. And the reception in the Holland congregation for Cindy, Corinne, and I has been absolutely amazing and wonderful. And it just feels home. And it is really nice. And we look forward to a great year. I think Cindy has a couple things to say.
I'd like to say hello to everyone. Everyone has such wonderful things to share.
the thing I want to say that I am most thankful for and the best Christmas present I could have had other than my children coming home was that my husband was able to keep his priestly office. We are so thrilled that we were allowed to keep that blessing and so thankful. We are just so thankful for all of you and your prayers, and we love each and every one of you. And as Dan said, sweet 16, may we all have a blessed new year.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Luminance?
Okay. Well, first off, like last year around this time, I was like deciding between colleges, and I decided to go to like my dream college has always been like to go to IU, to Indiana University, and I got accepted. But then I decided to go back and go to like our local community. It wasn't community college, but it was like an IU and Purdue together kind of school. But it was like cheaper, so I was like, okay, well, I was gonna try it out. So I did that all last semester. I was really unhappy with it. It wasn't where I felt like I was supposed to be. So I kept praying about it. And then I decided just to reapply to Indiana University to see, like, if there's any way that I could possibly get in again. And I actually did. And so that was awesome. So I was like, well, God's given me another chance to go to, like, the school that I've always dreamed of going to. And then
yay! Congratulations!
Thank you. I moved here on Wednesday. So that's where I'm at right now.
Nice.
But thank you.
Stay away from boys. They're all evil.
I know. Don't worry.
Danielle says they all have cooties.
They do.
Until they're about 30.
And have a good job. Then those leave. And they're cootie free. Thank you. Okay. For myself, I started my new job almost a month ago. I will tell you that Father was very kind. He told me a year ago when I was frustrated with the whole process, he said to me, the job that I would like to give you is not available yet, so you have to be patient. So this job actually that I'm in right now wasn't even available until back in September of this year, and it took him a while to go through the process. But after being with this company, the week I started, I looked at my boss and I said, I have to move on the 30th. Is there any way I can have that day off? I know I just started. And he smiled and went, life always gets in the way, doesn't it? I said, yeah. And he goes, well, of course you can have that day off. So they ended up paying me for the day off. They paid me for the two Christmas holidays, the two New Year's holidays. They gave me a ham for Christmas. And then my boss walked over to my desk last week and he hands me an envelope and he said, you left on Christmas Eve before I could get this to you, so here. And he hands me an envelope with $100 in it. He goes, the company gives this to everybody. And I looked at him and I went, I just started.
Aww.
He goes, yes. I said, if you keep treating me this way, I'm probably going to stay, and I'm working real hard for you. So he laughed and said, well, that is our plan. And I went, okay, well, then we're all on board. And I can say that compared to my previous jobs, I used to cut anywhere from 50 to 75 purchase orders a day. The most I cut was 7 today. So there's 3 of us managing the same amount of business that I used to manage on my own with this other companies that I was with. So I said to Father, now I get it now, and, you know, forgive me for being angry at you and being human, but anywho, so that's a plus. Plus we move now where we are, so instead of driving an hour, it's only 25 minutes one way. So I'm thankful for that too. And we're trying to get acclimated here. There's just boxes everywhere, and Brandon and my sister Cindy have been helping us unpack, and they're coming over tomorrow to help us acclimate a little bit more. But we finally feel peace for the first time in a long time, and I'm thankful for that. And I'm very thankful for all of you and all your prayers. I know that you are all praying for me during this time, and I appreciate that very much. So thank you for your support and love. Does anybody have anything else that you want to add or bring up?
Congratulations on your job.
Thank you.
Yeah, yay.
Yay.
Thank you. Yes. Last thing I wanted to talk about, I was in Kalamazoo back in November, And if you remember Lightstream, who was on our team, Lauren Weichel, she was sitting behind me, and all I could feel was a very big sadness coming off of her, and I didn't get a chance to speak to her or anything, but afterwards I found out that she and Steve are going through a divorce. So I'm going to ask everybody to pray for her. And I blind carboned her on the Thanksgiving email that I sent to the team because I knew she was down. And she actually responded to me on Christmas Eve and thanked me for sending her that email. And I said, if you ever want to talk, I'm here for you. And she said, that'd be nice to get caught up. So I've been chatting with Father, and I'm going to see if she's got time this weekend to connect. And I may ask her if she's interested in coming back on the team. Please just pray. I know she's under a lot of stress right now, and I know being on this team doesn't decrease your stress in any way, but it does increase our ability to get a blessing from Father and to serve in a certain capacity. So I'll ask everybody to just pray for her. I appreciate that. Our next team meeting is going to be on Sunday, February 7th at 5 p.m. And then I'd like to try something next month. I will pray with all of you at the end of the meeting today, but then next month, I thought I'd like to pray at the end of the meeting like I always do, but then I would also like to ask anybody else on the team if they would be willing to say a small prayer too, and we can take turns. So I will email everybody asking if you're interested, and if you are, just respond back and let me know that you are, and then I will let you know when I'll ask you to pray out. You'll have a month's notice. I'm not just going to pull you out of a hat and go, okay, be thankful. I won't do that to you. So if you're interested, let me know, because I think it'd be nice if everybody got to see each other's hearts on that kind of a level too. So, but I'm not forcing anybody, okay? And Jesus says you'll still get paid the same amount if you pray or not, so it's all good. Okay? So does anybody have anything else? I appreciate all the spouses and significant others joining us today. This meeting was a little different than the last one we had, which is much better, but Father has been kind to all of us, and I'm glad that I have all of you in my life. Okay?
I've got a quick question, Tryland. Are we returning to spouseless meetings after this, or what are we doing?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it'll just be the team. And then, like Father said, maybe a couple months down the road, he'll have me extend another invitation where he wants to bring everybody back again. I think his plan is we might do it two or three times a year, because he wants all of you who are not on the team to know that you're still part of the team, but there are some things that we have to discuss that we don't want everybody to understand or know or be involved with or scare you or, you know, whatever.
Have to deal with.
Right. You know, because you got to deal with your spouses, and Father already knows how big a burden that is.
It's scary enough.
Some of us are pretty crazy.
Yeah. For Aurora, we pray the hardest, and Cindy too. But anyway, anybody got anything else? No? All right, I'd like to pray with all of you, please. Okay. Gracious Father, we bow before you, not just the guardians, but also our spouses, our loved ones, our girlfriends. And Father, it's in these moments that we share with you that we are the closest, that we feel at times. There are moments when we stand by ourselves as guardians and we protect those around us. We know that our angels are there to protect us, but what brings the biggest comfort to our heart is that you are always there, always watching us. And even in those times, Father, where we feel maybe you've withdrawn your hand from us and we have to fight alone, we know that you've given us the tools, you've given us the strength and the insight. You have prepared us for everything that is coming. Nothing is a surprise. And even as you said today, we need to be more focused on the details. We will gladly, Father, step up, and we will serve those around us. We will protect the bride of Christ. We will defend the apostles' doctrine. And we will help bring the bride home, Father, because all of us wants to leave here. Not because we're afraid of terrorism or any of the other garbage that's going on in this world, but simply, Father, because all of our hearts, we want peace. And you have given us all a special soul that now stands and fights in your name, and you require that what you have given out comes back to you better than when you gave it out. And we are trying our best, Father, to become the bride, to be our big brother's bride. It's not an easy task, Father. Everyone around us, they look at us differently. Sometimes they judge us. They might think we're strange or weird, but that's okay, because you know our heart, you know what's going on, and we trust, Father, that everything that we need to be involved with, you've sanctioned it, you've weighed it. There isn't anything that Satan can do to us that you have not already told him yes or no. And we as the guardians, Father, we stand and fight. We will fight for our congregation. We will protect our brothers and sisters. When the time is right, we will help defend this world against him as well. And he will lose. We already know that. So see the hearts of everybody who's gathered here. See their thankfulness, Father. That's the first thing we want to bring before you as we lay at your feet. Know how much we love you, how much we appreciate you. And as we've said before, the word thank you is just not adequate enough. So see the love in our heart, Father, that magnifies even more the appreciation that we have for everything you do for us. And if, Father, maybe some of us have done something or said something in the past that still haunts us, then now, Father, I ask on their behalf that you will extend an extra dose or an extra measure of grace and forgiveness for all of us who maybe feels we've stepped over the line with you, or maybe we didn't respect you as much as we should. Please forgive us this Sunday. We will bring our offerings, our praises, and our thanks to you, Father. We will be those beacons that shine brightly in the darkness, that this world can see us and know that we are here to help. Provide, Father, financially what everybody needs and monetarily, but too, Father, spiritually is the biggest thing that we all need. And we pray on Sunday that as we all partake in the Holy Communion, that our big brother Jesus will give all of us an extra portion of strength and wisdom. I know he will. He's shaking his head yes, and we appreciate that from him. If there's some silent question or prayer, Father, or need that is on any of the hearts that are gathered here with us, then I know, Father, when the time is right, you will answer that. We appreciate everything you've done for us. If there's something I've forgotten to ask for, then I know you'll cover it. And know, Father, how much we love you, and according to your will, we pray all these things. And thank you, Father, for everything. Bless us all. Amen.
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 Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Happy New Year.
Love you guys.
Thank you.
Happy New Year, all of you.
Love you.
Love you, Tom.